Day 8. Assamese Hindus in Texas. If you feel God's call to witness to the peoples of India, you do not need to travel halfway around the globe or get a passport. If you live in urban Texas, the world has come to your neighborhood. India has come, and specifically the unreached Assamese are in your midst. Texas is home to about 1,000 Indian nationals from Assam, a state that is situated north of Bangladesh in India's northeastern corner. The Assamese live mainly around the urban areas of Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, and Houston. Indian immigrants have thrived in Texas because many of them are highly educated in needed fields. Most of the early Indian immigrants came during the Vietnam War, when there was a need for physicians and engineers because many young American males were fighting in the war. During the 1990s, some young Assamese computer specialists came to work directly in the U.S. Today, there are a number of cultural organizations that provide opportunities for Assamese families to gather and hold cultural events together. Christian professionals have many opportunities to befriend their Assamese colleagues, and churches need to reach out to this South Asian community. A few Assamese are followers of Christ, though most are Hindu or Muslim. Pray for Indian believers in Texas to be compelled by the Holy Spirit to witness to their unbelieving countrymen. Pray for local churches to include the Assamese in their mission outreach. Day 9. Hindu Oriya Speakers in Houston. Oriya speakers in Texas have found a home in Houston. They also have a gathering place called the India House Grounds. The Oriya language is one of India's official languages, and it is the main language of the state of Orissa in eastern India. The Oriya are Hindu with the exception of a few Christians and Muslims. Orissa has been the scene of some of India's most violent attacks against Christians and their property. In 2008, the local Oriya community of Houston issued an invitation to the city to celebrate the arrival of Lord Jagannatha, an idol that they consider to be the Lord of the universe, in Houston. Their website said, "Lord Jagannatha is so merciful that just by seeing him or pulling him on the Ratha car and hearing the chanting of his holy name, everyone's sins and even the repeated cycle of birth, death, disease, and old age can be relieved at once." Clearly, the Hindu Oriya have no idea that our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can pay for their sins. Pray for the Oriya Hindus to hear the good news about Jesus. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out harvesters. For indeed, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Matthew 9:37. Pray that intercultural workers in the Houston area will find ways to minister to them so that a strong fellowship of Oriya followers of Christ can be established. Day 10. Hindu Nepalese in Houston. They are a people without a country, Nepalese speakers from Bhutan. Generations ago, some Hindu Nepalese moved from Nepal to Bhutan, but ethnic cleansing by Buddhists in Bhutan forced them back to refugee camps in Nepal. They are not welcome in either Bhutan or Nepal, so in 2008, the U.S. accepted 5,000 Nepali-Bhutanese refugees. 500 of their families came to Houston. Not only are they a people without a country, but they are also people without skills, since they received no education in the refugee camps where they lived under deplorable conditions. Several individuals, churches, and groups have come alongside these refugees to help them acculturate. Margie Randall, previously an IMB missionary, returned to Houston and felt God calling her to minister to the Nepalese Bhutanese. They now call her Mom as she assists them with everyday tasks. On Christmas 2009, several Houston churches and organizations hosted an assembly of cultural performances and shared Christmas stories. Mark Hevener, a Texas Baptist intercultural ministry strategist, says, "Anytime the gospel is presented to foreigners, we have translators present. We work very closely with Pastor Badra from the Canaan Bhutanese Church. Many who attended that Christmas assembly had never before heard of Christ or Christmas, and they were introduced to Christ in their heart language. In addition, Korean and Southeast Asian churches are reaching out to them, redefining local missions in a way that, in a sense, is more international than an overseas trip. Thank the Lord that these Nepalese Bhutanese are coming closer to Christ. Pray for open hearts. Day 11, Work with Brahmins. Carl just commented that the Texas Rangers might make it to the World Series again this year, and now he has some explaining to do. He stifled a laugh when Mahindra asked him this question. How can you call it the World Series when only American teams play in it? Isn't that presumptuous? The only thing I can say, Mahindra, is that we get the best players all over the world to play American baseball. Can you blame them when they can make millions of dollars each year? Mahindra raised an eyebrow and responded, Millions of dollars? That's more than the best software engineer makes. A year ago, Mahindra came to Texas to begin graduate studies in computer engineering. Carl befriended him, and before he knew it, there was a group of high-caste Hindus who regularly came to Carl's home on weekends. Carl told them about American sports. But far more importantly, Carl was able to tell them about Jesus the Savior. Some of the high-caste Hindus decided to give their lives to Jesus. Now Carl must pray for them as they navigate their new lives back home in India or Nepal as followers of Christ. Pray for Carl and his team to have the right words as they introduce high-caste Hindus to the Savior. Pray for these graduate students to be salt and light to their friends and families when they return home. Day 12. Hindu Gujarati Patals in Houston. Bimal sat wide-eyed in his fourth grade class, taking in every word as his teacher droned on about nouns. Some students around him were pulling petty pranks and taking catnaps. Her back to the class, the teacher wrote courage on the chalkboard. Is the word an abstract noun? She asked. While the teacher scanned her students, Bimal waved his hand with urgency, for he believed he knew the answer. The teacher bypassed him just like she always did, and called in another student who didn't even have his hand up. She has treated Bimal with disdain since the first day his mother had dropped him off at school on her way to work. She thought that he seemed too worn out to learn anything. In the evenings when his father, a very successful software engineer, would ask him, Betta, how was your day? Bimal, who had spent the rest of the afternoon at a daycare facility, was too tired to tell his parents that he had had an awful day. His heavy eyelids closing, Bimal would simply mumble, I had fun. Bimal's Gujarati Patel parents had recently moved to Houston from Gujarat, a state in western India. Trying to make a niche for themselves in this new country, his parents were oblivious to the truth that their son was beginning to feel isolated and alienated from those around him. Pray that followers of Christ would reach out to these expatriate Gujarati with love and acceptance. Day 13, Hindi Speakers in Austin. After what seemed like a day that wouldn't end, Kirti slumped on the couch, reaching for the remote control. Parking his sedan in the garage, Arpit, Kirti's husband, came in carrying a folder of receipts. Colorful scenes from a Hindi movie flashed on their TV. Arpit's sleepy eyes became agitated as he exclaimed, I forgot to place orders for the lentils. Today we had four customers asking for some. Don't worry, I ordered them, Kirti replied. After an hour of watching television, they hobbled upstairs. Before going to sleep, they checked on their cute 3-year-old. Arpit's mother, who was living with them, had tucked him in earlier that evening. Arpit had inherited the grocery store from his father, who had come to Austin nearly 2 decades ago from Indore, India, a region where Hindi is the common language. His father and mother had made every endeavor to help Arpit become a part of American society. Arpit played trombone in the school band. At the same time, his parents encouraged him to be true to his Hindu roots. They regularly performed Hindu pujas, devotions, in the home. When it was time for Arpit to marry, his parents found a bride from India who speaks Hindi. Now Arpit and Kirti wish to raise their son to be assimilated into American society, but they hope he still preserves elements of the culture, like their devotion to Hindu gods. Pray that Hindi speakers will find a way to retain their culture while offering their undivided devotion to Jesus. Pray that Christ's followers would show the love of Christ to these devout Hindus. Day 14. Ismaili Muslims in Texas. "Don't toy with your food, Rahim. What is it that has so consumed you that you will not eat?" chided his mother at the dinner table. Rahim replied, "Our scoutmaster says we are expected to do something for the community." Peering over his chicken tikka masala, Rahim's father, Elim, asked if he had ideas about what he could do. Shrugging his shoulders, Rahim replied, "I can build bookshelves for the school, but I want to do something else." Biting the stem of his glasses, Elim said, "I heard from a colleague that the church near my office was looking for people who would build a Celtic cross for their prayer room. You suppose you can rally your fellow Boy Scouts to do that?" "But, Dad, we are Muslims. Will that be all right?" asked Rahim, his forehead furrowing in a quizzical frown. "Why not, son? Our imam is always telling us to bridge divides with those who are not Ismaili. Ismailis make up a branch of Shiite Islam. This group has immigrated to countries around the world, and they have a sizable population in Texas. They believe that the Quran has several layers of meanings and can be interpreted to suit the times. Such flexible beliefs make them more open to honest dialogue with those outside their religious community. Pray that godly believers who dialogue with the Ismailis would be able to lead them to understand that Christ is the Savior of the world for all generations."